What's up, everybody? We back for 40 beep. Just go ahead and bleep that out. I don't respect this number. It's the number that comes right after 44 for obvious reasons. Also trying something new. I am currently live on our Instagram page. We're going to see if we can get some people in the comments. How's it going, guys?
You're live right now?
I'm live right now.
Oh, shizday.
Oh, you know, just here, tired, living. It's a middle of the week, trying to survive.
Yeah, I'm getting my ass kicked at work, just like James, but not as bad, probably. But
it's been rough.
It is what it is.
What about you, G? Surviving with the new baby good. And everything?
You know, figuring out this whole parenting thing as we go. But it's been cool trying to balance working and then getting home to being a dad, which is crazy to say out loud. But here we are. We're doing the damn thing.
I was thinking about that the other day, just like, one day you just go home and boom, there's a kid there.
Yeah, well, it's not like it happens instantaneously, right?
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying.
9 months.
But I'm just saying, like, you go through work and everything, and you just not even thinking. You get home, it's like, oh damn, I got a kid to take care of.
Right, like oh, I'm about to hop on the game, and then it's like, well, hold on, can't just hop on the game.
Yeah, I bet that's crazy.
It's different. It's different, but I love her. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Oh yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get y'all's opinion. I know it was probably a rigged fight and stuff. I don't know if y'all even watched it, but Tyson and Paul fight. How y'all feel about it? And well, yeah, just how y'all feel about it. To be honest, that's really all I want to know. Because I already knew what was gonna happen. I was just hoping something else happened.
Greg, did you watch it?
Nah, I didn't watch that shit.
Am I the only one that watched it?
I mean, I watched it. I just didn't know. I knew Greg had mentioned that he wouldn't, so I didn't know how much input he'd have. First off, shout out to the undercard, because that shit was actually pretty damn good. The fights leading up to the main event were actually legit fights. That Serrano-Taylor fight was crazy. Mm-hmm. I could talk about that all day, but Tyson Paul, man, everybody's like, oh, he pulled his punches because you watch his training videos, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, the man was also training without a knee brace or a knee sleeve, and then he comes into this fight with a knee sleeve. For the life of me, I wish he would have beat Jake Paul's ass, just beat the shit out of him. But I always knew there was going to be a piece that wouldn't be allowed to happen, especially whenever they got like 60 mil on the line, whatever it was.
Yeah,
I'm pissed. I hate that it goes on Tyson's professional record, but it is what it is.
Yeah, when that first round – He made him stumble for a minute. I said, oh, okay, he's about to try to knock this dude out. But that was the only time like he like actually, you know, countered and had him stumble for a minute. And after that, it was kind of like he was tiptoeing around the fight and everything, which is unfortunate, which I figured it was going to go that way. I was just hoping that Tyson just got in the ring and just everything just went black and just knocked his ass out.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it didn't happen. And yeah, what was up with the knee brace? He trained the whole time, never had it on, and then going to the fight, he has one all of a sudden.
I don't know. Let me answer that by saying I don't know. But the bigger topic at hand, the bigger issue was fucking Netflix being unable to hold a stream that big.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to have NFL games on Christmas. The world may just explode.
They're getting sued, actually, from the people because – you know, they couldn't stream it right, which I don't even know why they went to Netflix to stream. I don't know why they didn't just use the regular streaming sources that boxing uses if they wanted to do that. Maybe it was too expensive or something. I don't know, but that Netflix shit did not work out at all, and people were pissed. I didn't even use it, though. I used the, you know, illegal sites, but it is what it is.
I know this play. He's trying to get us to bite because he's the feds, but we're not going to bite, Greg.
No, we're not. What illegal sites, James? What are you talking about?
I didn't say y'all did. I didn't say y'all did. I said I did.
Yeah, but you want us to be like, oh yeah, me too.
Nah. You don't have to. Y'all know y'all got Netflix. It's cool. But I did. Nah. I used
it. James a fucking federale. All
right.
I didn't watch the fight. Obviously, I think I said it. It's true. They made a mockery of the sport of boxing, the sport I love. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro. I just had no interest in seeing an old-ass Tyson fight. I don't care if it's Mike Tyson. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get to see, you know, the Steel Curtain Steelers play in the 70s. You think I want to see the motherfuckers come back and play in 2024? I don't.
I think half of them are dead, huh?
Yeah, I think a lot of them.
Even worse, I definitely don't want to see them out there. You know what I'm saying? So I just didn't. I don't really see the hype. But my thing is, like, I saw people, and I think it was like real that they were like posting like actual feelings about this fight, like as if it wasn't staged, as if it wasn't scripted. You know what I'm saying? Like they had actual reactions to it, and I'm like, man, y'all are fucking stupid, bro. And I feel like I'm. You know that episode of South Park where I think it's Stan or Kyle. They get diagnosed with cynicism, and everything just sounds like shit to them, like literal farts. Anytime someone talks, it's just a fart noise.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that, you know what I'm saying? Because I just think everything is stupid and everybody's stupid, but that's really how I felt reading these people's reactions to the fight. But maybe I'm just getting old and I'm not fun no more, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that's the issue at hand.
Maybe the fight
isn't Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Maybe the fight is me and cynicism. And that's on Netflix right now.
Damn.
Hey, speak it.
Greg on spoken word type shit tonight.
Y'all know how I get when I wear the beanie, you know what I'm saying?
No one can tell. No one can see you.
Oh, yeah.
And your beanie, like, blends into Buddy's beard hair. So,
yeah.
It looks like straight forehead.
Can't even see on her or anything.
Man's made an appearance. You said, all right, so one of the few times we can actually segue. James, you brought up a lawsuit. They're coming after our prescription medicine. Have you seen this? There is a class action lawsuit against Keurig, Dr. Pepper, /Canada Dry/Schweppes. They're coming after ginger ale.
Hey, yo.
Apparently, the main plaintiff claims that this soda makes the false claim of being naturally flavored, when in fact, right? Surprise, surprise. There's artificial flavors.
And, wow.
Huh?
No, you go. I'm just confused about it. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I thought Greg said who.
Oh.
No, I said ooh.
Yeah, no. I mean, how the fuck you taste Schweppes and you're like, that's just pure ginger and ale. I had a couple questions. Listen, anytime I crack a cold one, a cold Schweppes, Canada Dry, I know what the hell I'm drinking. And it damn sure ain't natural. Okay? Because if it was, it wouldn't be sold by Keurig /Dr. Pepper.
Hey, speaking truth.
I might want to join in on that suit. I think I love ginger ale.
But does it even say that on the box?
It on the can it says naturally flavored, and it doesn't say artificial flavors included, blah blah blah.
On the Canada Dry.
Schweppes, one of them.
Oh, Schweppes. Well, on Canada
Dry. My thing is
they don't say that on the Canada Dry, I say that.
Why wouldn't what does naturally flavored mean on a ginger ale? You know what I'm saying? Like, where am I gonna get?
They scrape that ginger and that shit.
And ale, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Black people are upset on Twitter. They're saying they're coming after our medication. People are saying this is the closest thing. We need to jump on it because it's the closest thing we're going to get to reparations. It's people are outraged. And rightfully so.
That's wild. I'm looking at all this stuff right now. And for a fact, I know for Canada Dry, it doesn't say that. But Schweppes, that's, I don't know about them. They probably do say it. I don't know.
You know, James, you trying to back this big ale.
I'm just saying, bro. Back
big ale right now.
Federale Major.
All right.
Hey.
What I'm just saying that it doesn't say that on Canada Dry. It can say that on everything else for all I know. But from doing the shit and all that every day, I know it don't say.
What, you saying doing a quick Google search?
Gosh,
hey,
bro.
Hey, James, how many stars you got on that lapel, Gestapo?
The fuck out of here.
You from Midland, right?
Nah. You from Midland? I'm done. Whatever. Go ahead.
You're not even allowed on the class action lawsuit anymore. We're having a racial trade. We're trading you away to the delegation of Trinidad and Tobago.
That's crazy.
In exchange for 3 coconuts and a bird.
Damn. Damn, that's it?
I like coconuts. Shit. What can I say?
That's
it. I brought that up, number one, because I love ginger ale. But if you could bring a class action against one of your favorite brands, who would it be and why?
Favorite brands.
I'll tell you mine. I thought about this. I'd go after Allsup's because there should be a disclaimer every time I bite into one of them burritos or chimichangas about what's going to happen to me.
Nah, man, I don't think that's gonna hold up in the courtroom, bro. You know what you're doing to yourself.
Right, but there's no disclaimer. It's like it ruins my insides.
I mean, I guess you could say the same thing for Taco Bell, but they don't have that.
Give me a class action suit against Lucky Charms on the charges of not putting enough of them fake marshmallows in the box, because ain't never enough marshmallows, bro.
Hmm. I thought you were going to say because the claim that they're magically delicious.
Yeah, I was not sure what you were going to
say. Oh, no, these are real problems. I'm not going after their logos, their slogans.
You just buy the box with the marshmallows.
What are you talking about?
They have a box of just marshmallows, of Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Where do they have that at?
The stores. What are you talking about?
I've never seen that. That's crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
They do, yeah.
It seems excessive.
Yeah, it might be a little too much.
You don't want to be that guy, James. That's one of those items you got to go to self-checkout with, bro. I don't want to be that guy.
Just the marshmallows.
Just say it's there. I'm just saying. Damn, what could I do class lawsuit on? Maybe. All right, bro.
Sorry, James. Sorry, go ahead.
What is the fucking the orange can, bro, that we use for the hair?
Murray's.
Murray's. So, you know how they say you can never run out of Murray's? Bullshit.
Now, how long did it take you to run out that can?
It probably took me 3 months, 4 months.
3 months? You run out of
Look
Murray's?
Look at all this hair, bro.
Now, you're using too much product.
I only use it when I want to, like, you know, use my sponge and shit, but yeah. And especially when I had the frohawk too, I had all that shit.
Murray, listen, the fact that you went through a whole can of Murray says more about you than it does about the company.
Oh, okay. I'm the problem. All right.
You definitely the problem.
I just checked James's can. This shit said open in 1973. So, I don't know what James be on, bro.
It wasn't even Murray's back then. It was just Murray. Just one singular one.
That can reminds me of the damn, what is it called? Off of Coming to America, Soul Glow. That's what that can reminds me of every time I see it.
Well, how the hell do we get here? Where did this?
A class action lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Hey, they made a new flavor of ginger ale. There's like a black cherry one.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of if it's naturally flavored or artificially flavored. I'm in there like swimwear.
There's three other flavors. So they have the cranberry, and then we have fruit splash, and then that one you said.
What do you say we?
Hey, yeah, that's the key word.
Federale.
Hey.
Y'all act like I don't work for this company, bro.
Now, as he stands up, notice that this man did not have his hands up.
Didn't even hear you. Have y'all tried the what is it called? The Shirley Temple 7-Up?
Nah, I don't fuck with 7-Up.
Never mind.
I haven't tried it. Is it good, James? Is this product placement? Are they paying you for this?
Nah, I ain't even tried it. Every time I try to grab it, it's already gone. So, and I don't want a whole 12-pack. I don't drink soda like that. So I just want like maybe a 2-liter, but they always sell out. So
speaking of sellouts.
Shit.
Sorry.
That's it?
Why? That was directed at you. I'm sorry, James.
I know.
I got a little something. Y'all remember a few weeks back, I told y'all North Korea was sending troops to help Russia in the war?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just found out recently that North Korea said if they survive and come back to North Korea, they're getting sent to the gulag.
What? I ain't going back.
Mm-mm. Ain't that crazy, bro?
Why?
I don't know. I didn't ask them why. That's what the news are.
They're tainted soldiers.
Send a carrier pigeon. Ask why. Something. I just need an answer.
You know, speaking of these troops, I heard a little something myself. Apparently, this is their first time like outside of the country, and their internet access is extremely limited, if at all. Apparently, homeboys over there are getting addicted to porn.
They're going crazy.
Yeah, they're just
going crazy.
Maybe that's why they're not taking them back, because they're gonna come back sticky.
Hey. Yeah, nah. That's what I saw too. That these dudes are just wilding out on the internet, mostly porn, and that's probably why North Korea's like, "Hey, bro, y'all can't come back. Y'all are unclean."
If that's the worst thing that they're doing in North Korea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could be a few.
Okay, like I'm reading the article now. It says Russia is already having trouble with their own soldiers entering Ukraine and finding a better quality of life than what they had back home. And North Korea is experiencing the same thing. So they're saying if they survive, they can't come back because they already know what it's like outside of North Korea.
Shit, this is freedom?
And that's because they're in a war zone. And it's
right.
It's
that's insane.
They said it'll be dangerous for us to allow them back to infect others with knowledge of what they've seen. That's crazy. Yeah. It reminds me of my favorite thing to tell women. And that is, are you going to believe your eyes or are you going to believe me? That's pretty much what North Korea said.
If it's my eyes or Greg, I'm taking my eyes every time.
Definitely. For sure.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying. What did you send us earlier? Oh, about the waiter shit in the group chat?
Oh. Tacos de pito.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely one trust. Anyway, what was I going to bring up? Oh, Keith Lee. Y'all know who Keith Lee is, right?
The food guy?
Yeah.
So, he was in Seattle, I believe, which is a sushi spot. And, you know, eating his sushi and stuff, giving the review about it and everything. Another TikToker grabbed the video and she's breaking it down and she's talking about the sushi and stuff. Well, she's like, look at this sushi. And she plays the video and she like zooms into where the sushi is. And at the end of the sushi, that bitch is moving. Mm. And it's a worm. And apparently that restaurant or something, I guess they didn't take care of the sushi properly or anything, because with sushi, you're supposed to, like, I guess freeze it or something to freeze all the worms and everything because it's raw fish. And Keith Lee was eating it, and at the end, there's a little worm, and people are like, hey, yo. So everybody's messaging him like, hey, you okay? You all right? This and this and that. And that restaurant came out and said, well, it's not that we didn't take care of our sushi properly. It's just he's holding it so hard with the chopsticks, he's moving it by himself. So instead of taking accountability, like, oh, we messed up, they're like, it's him and these chopsticks, man. So then he turns around and pulls out a video and gives his side of the story. It's like, yeah, I eat sushi all the time, this and this and that. And I saw the video and I saw the zoom in. Kind of weird, but I'm not going to throw any shade to that restaurant like they did me. But hey, just saying, I've eaten sushi for a long time and I ain't never seen that shit move, but I digress and left it at that. So it's weird, but I made me not want to eat sushi ever.
That's RFK's favorite restaurant. Motherfucker loves having parasites in his head.
I don't know.
Yeah, listen, I've had sushi maybe two or three times, but I get the ones that allegedly are cooked. I don't know what the variety is called, but I don't like any of the raw stuff. It's got to be cooked. But even still, just give me a chicken fried rice with sweet and sour chicken plate. I don't need no sushi. I'm very basic whenever it comes to that part of my palate. Hey, but Keith Lee, you better than I am, because once I just watched the video back and saw the little tail flicker, forget about it. That they should have put the Transformers music on it. You know that trend that they've been doing on TikTok?
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised nobody has it yet.
That's scary, though. That's just one little worm like that, you gone. I mean, just look at RFK. That motherfucker's out of his mind.
Do not want to be eating sushi anymore, Greg.
Yeah, man, I don't eat no sushi from the gas station, you know what I'm saying? But, I wouldn't have been so cool about it. If I had video proof that there was a worm in my shit, a moving worm, I would have let that bitch up, bro. Would have been a class action lawsuit, bro, and I would have been in on that bitch.
So you ordered that sushi. It's called the worm sushi. You ordered it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I do love sushi, though. I'll tell you what.
What's your favorite kind of sushi?
The rolls.
Mm. Aren't they all rolls?
Well, I mean, what's the question?
What's the favorite? Like California, what are the other names?
I mean, there's this one I like to get from Hayashi called the King Maki Roll.
Okay.
It's got a little lobster in it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Every time this man gets on this podcast, I just hear cha-ching. Fucking Scrooge McDuck. I mean, for me, it's just like it's a Chinese, Japanese big ass nugget. You know what I'm saying? And if I wanted chicken nuggets or whatever. I just go to a place that got chicken nuggets.
A nugget?
You think sushi's a nugget?
Yeah. Dunk it. It's got rice and a little bit of meat or something, fish, and I don't know. Just give me a plate of hot rice.
This feels racial.
whoa. Nothing of the sorts. All I'm saying is give me fried rice every time. I don't even like pho. Like, y'all like pho.
I don't like pho.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Or ramen, excuse me.
Oh.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, it's hot soup, line. Guys.
Nah. Crossing the line.
Is it not hot soup?
You're crossing the line, bro.
It's noodles.
Yeah.
There's other stuff in there besides just the broth.
Yeah, okay.
There's pork belly in that bitch, depending on what you get. There's probably way too much ginger if you go to Hawaii Poke. There's a little bit of corn in there.
I can get all that in rice.
In rice?
I can get all that.
You can get all that in broth, bro, and it's gonna be delicious.
Yeah.
Do you drink all the broth?
Yes.
That's gluttonous.
Wow.
What do you mean?
Sinning.
How about you drink all the juice, bro?
Hey, that's what they put the juice in there for to drink. What do you mean?
Yeah.
It's cereal. Y'all are eating hot cereal, basically.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, my
fucking God, bro. This is bullshit. Y'all brought me on this fucking podcast for this shit, bro.
Ramen, listen. There's no instant fried rice. That's all I'm saying. There's cup of noodles, and they call that shit ramen. There's no instant fried rice. So one of them is top tier. One of them is
instant fried rice.
Where?
In the freezer aisles.
That's not instant, my boy.
Yeah, it is. You instantly put it in the microwave and it's
No. Because with ramen, all you got to do is add hot water and boom, you're done now.
And that's with not the fried rice?
Ramen, though. It's not.
It says ramen on the cup?
Gosh.
Oh, my God. Damn, bro. Fuck.
All right. No, well, I'm going to put this question on Instagram.
What's better?
Hot soup or fried rice?
It's not hot. I mean, it is hot soup, but it's ramen, bro. It's not Campbell's.
I never said it was chunky. I just said it was hot soup.
Bullshit.
Y'all are way too aggressive about ramen.
You're just disrespecting my culture.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Listen here, culture vulture. That is not yours. You're more tied to the guys making the ramen, not the ramen itself.
That's crazy.
Wild. I can't believe you.
How'd we get here? How are we ending up
talking about sushi a second ago? But anyway, we move on.
Oh, because Keith Lee.
Yeah.
Hey, if he ends up sick, we know why.
He said he was fine as of right now. So.
The Hungry Caterpillar.
Right now. Yeah.
Remember that storybook, Hungry Little Caterpillar?
Yeah, I remember that.
He was sneaking away, eating somebody's brain. Listen, I'm a dad now, so I get excited about dad type shit. Rumor has it, the rumor mill is churning these bad boys out. Target may start selling alcohol.
What? Do they not sell alcohol right now?
Yeah.
Well, not like you purchase a 12 pack. Like, you can go in there and you can order a Targarita.
Mm. Oh, I saw this.
I think it's dangerous. And we do not need to put women in that situation.
Oh, that's
Am I wrong?
Hey, no comment. No comment. I love Target.
Tarjay.
Like, I don't even go to the grocery stores. I mean, I do go to the grocery stores, but you know they got bars now in them. And I don't need to be drinking while I'm grocery shopping, bro.
Make it fun.
The new market shoe we have over here off of Hollywood got a big ass bar, dude. And it's like almost what is that bar called? World of Beer. It's almost like that, dude. Just a big ass bar on the deli side of everything. I'm just like, and every time I go to work and everything, and I go into that store, I'm just like, damn, I could just go over there and just chill out for a minute. But at the same time, again, nothing done because I'm at the bar at the damn grocery store. So yeah, I agree with Greg.
Listen, I was just telling you because, like, I can get my daughter an icy, I give me a little Targarita, and as somebody, as much as I like Target, I am the typical husband. Like, whenever we go to the store, I'm like, hey, let's make a list, please. And let's stick to the list. But if you put a little Targarita in my hand, shit, fuck a list.
One Targarita, what happens, G?
One Targarita? Yeah. Security gonna have to come get me. I'm gonna be tackling all the mannequins. Like, no, I've seen these videos. They throw stuff at people. One of them's a real person.
You get the two, and it's gonna be just shit gonna go on.
Street margaritas. What happened, G?
You know what happens after two?
That's crazy, bro.
I'm gonna be back there in electronics. Like, hey, where the game at? Y'all used to have games up here. That's how much nuts. For all these TVs? I'll buy all of them, you broke asses.
Put them all in my basket. Roll them to the front.
I'm opening up Lego boxes, start trying to build it in the middle of the aisle. Throwing shit at kids.
Shit.
But yeah, that's I get excited about that stuff now. So, Target Readers, if that's the thing, yeah. I'm going to do a review and be on the lookout for it. If it happens, cool. If not, well, just another day. And you know who's America as of 2025. Bitch. Sorry.
I feel like they're going to make them hold strong.
Good. What's the point of drinking weak
margarita? I'm just saying, bro. You're going to have them middle-aged white women acting a fool up in Target.
That's what I was saying. That's why I said it's dangerous for women. Target is, I'm not saying it's only for women, but women love Target. You know what I'm saying? I go to Target. It's dangerous. Dangerous combination.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Ask any racer.
Hey, ask any real racer. What's that dude's name? RFK?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to put a stop to this. No Targets.
Yeah, he's going to put a stop to Lucky Charms, too. So you pissed about them marshmallows. The whole thing going to be gone.
Fuck!
Damn. No yeah. Cereal.
I'm a little upset because we're going to be left with, like, Kix. Not even. It's going to be plain Cheerios, cornflakes.
I hope they leave the Raisin Bran.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
You're going to get yourself caught up. That's anti-federality. They're going to cook.
All right.
So we can't have this man on our side.
Whatever, bro. Got some haters. Betty White is getting some American stamps to honor her. So
she's Betty dead, White, right?
Yeah, Betty White. She had passed away like a few years ago.
Are you sure? Go on. Keep telling the story.
What do you mean? Anyway, so they're honoring her for being Betty White. So she's getting some stamps, and I think later this year or next year, I can't remember. But my question is, if you were given the opportunity to be on the stamp or whatever, what would you want to be on the stamp?
But she was 99.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
What would be on my stamp? Old English and orange juice.
Yeah, I mean, I laugh, but that's accurate. My stamp would have, I think I want to be real cliche and put like the XO on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that. My stamp would have a bullfrog eating a mushroom, riding a horse.
Why?
It's just who I am.
I don't think that's who you are, bro.
You don't know. I'm changing now. I got a kid.
Damn.
It's going to be me wrestling a grizzly bear. And we're going to have each other in the headlock. And that's it. Send it in. Put it on your letter and send it out.
Can I get a different stamp, please? This shit is...
Sorry, that's the only one we have left, sir.
Y'all don't got no Trump stamps. Just Trump stamps.
Yeah, get the J stamps out of here, please.
No, you know what? I changed my answer. I want them to take Photoshop me into that picture of, you know, Washington on the boat across the Delaware.
Damn, that's hard, bro.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
But dress me up like Pootie Tang.
Hell yeah. Hey, shout out to
McKenzie. Huh?
What's it going to be, the water? Lake McKenzie or something?
No, nah, it's going to be the Delaware.
Ah.
It's got to be historically accurate.
Oh, sorry. All right. Whatever you say.
Except for the black man is not a slave.
Back to Betty White real quick. I think she passed away like a few days before her birthday or something, if I remember correctly.
That's pretty good. She passed away on New Year's Eve, and she was born on January 17th. So a couple weeks, but pretty close. She would have been 100.
Yeah, she was...
She was living, huh? I have no interest in that, bro. I'm trying to die within the next... I'm 31 now. 9 years, give or take.
Nine years?
Yeah, man, I'm done, bro. I've seen enough.
Facts. I mean, for obvious reasons now, I can't go that soon, but I've always said, if I can't wipe my own ass, or drive myself anywhere, then take me out. Don't put me in no damn home. I think we've talked about this on the podcast.
I think so.
Yeah, but I ain't trying to be old and decrepit.
Well, here's where I'm at now. I met with my financial advisor last week, and he told me to lock in. You know what I'm saying? He's like, every day you're not saving money, you're wasting money. You know, so I'm sitting here, I'm wearing gold chains and shit. You know what I'm saying? I get home, and I'm like, man, I really got to lock in. But then I'm like, what, bro? I want to die soon. Like, do I need to save money? So next time I talk to him, I'm going to have to bring that up. Like, is it even worth it?
It's a quick question. Do you pay your financial advisor?
No.
So it,
no. I pay him in my company.
So hold on, isn't that like a legit job though?
I mean, not in my opinion. What but he's that's what he does.
So you're what? Taking advice from somebody that they ain't even getting paid?
He's not getting paid from me. He's getting paid from accounts that have way more money than me.
Ah, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, I wouldn't trust him. Sounds sketchy.
Well, you know, he's a good guy.
Let me be your financial manager, financial advisor.
I don't really want to do that.
You can trust me.
I don't think I can, dude.
How long we go back?
No, we need to put our money in bonds. No, we need to do this and get our money. No, fuck this shit.
you didn't even let me create a portfolio for you. See that? I know the lingo. I got these. I got a vision.
Yeah. Fucking hate you.
We got Thanksgiving lunches going on at school. You know, I work with the schools. They send me out. It's a busy time of the month for me. When month closed, I close every week. We got holiday meals going on. They send me out of my office for 4 hours a day to help with these meals. That's 4 hours out of my office. That's half my day out of my office when I should be doing my office stuff. Today, there's a lady leaving. You know, I'm talking to all the parents leaving and shit. I'm like, thank y'all for coming out. Appreciate y'all. This lady says, thank you. You want my kids? And I said, no. And that was it, bro. Like after the fact, it struck me, and I was like, damn, that was pretty rude that I said that to her. But, like, what am I supposed to say in that situation? You know what I'm saying? She's a stranger asking me to take care of kids.
Just say you have your own.
I don't.
She won't know. She's a stranger.
Just say you got your own problems.
Anyway, I just said no.
Okay.
Is that rude? Do y'all think that's rude? Was I an asshole today?
Yes. Well, okay. Did she like look at you after you said no, or did she just keep it pushing?
She kept it pushing, but her kid looked at me crazy. Yeah. He was wearing a Batman outfit, no mask. And I was like, you don't got the mask on, bro.
Yeah.
I know who you are. If she would have like lingered a little bit, then yeah, rude. But if she just kept moving, then yeah, it's whatever.
Okay, y'all said it. I'm in the clear.
If you're gonna ask that question, you better be prepared to get an answer that you don't want to hear.
She said, "You want to take my kid with you?" Straight up, they just looked at her and said, "No."
Please, kid. Covered in gravy, turkey stuffing. What the hell am I gonna do with your kid?
Just straight
his hairnet on.
Do you have something before I move on to my next thing?
I do, but I've had a couple now. I like to share. Go ahead.
Well, mine is going to be a dumbass question. So, I've been listening to, you know, these podcasts, paranormal podcasts and all this other stuff, mythology and all this other random shit. So I just wanted to ask y'all, do y'all really think there's a Bigfoot or like a family of Big feet? I don't know. Anyway, like, everywhere, or is it just people just seeing some like a bear or something out there? Well, let me just ask this. Do y'all believe in Bigfoot? Let me just say that.
I want to believe, bro, but I don't think so. It's fun. You know what I'm saying? It's fun to think that there's a whole bunch of La Cienega Boulevardes out there. You know what I'm saying?
So
I believe.
Real quick, for Greg. So what do you say to people that have these encounters and everything then? If they, you know, they ran into a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch, whatever you want to call it.
I can lie too, James. You know what I'm saying? I lie every day.
Okay. Another thing. How about these scientists and stuff that have those casings of the feet and everything as well, that they've gone out there and they found these footprints and stuff?
I think it's easy to manufacture a paw.
But it's not a paw, though.
A big paw?
Not even a paw. It's in the name.
It's like a big-ass foot, like a size 38.
Yeah, it's just somebody in a big ass Birkenstock.
Anyway, all right, to G. So you said you believe. So what makes you believe?
Really, I just want to disagree with Greg.
Oh.
But, I mean, so maybe it's not the Bigfoot that they put in the damn Jack Link's commercial. But maybe there's some big-ass people out there that just like to live in the hills, in the mountains, or whatever mm-hmm. the hell they're at. And over time, they've just turned into, like, these hills have eyes-ass people. And I can talk shit because if they're alive out there, they ain't listening to our podcast. But there's people up in like Appalachia and the mountains and these hidden away civilizations. So why not have a couple of 7-footers out there? Mm-hmm. Just a whole NBA team just living in the mountains, throwing rocks at each other, chopping down trees.
Yeah.
Like Greg said, it's fun to believe. And if we stop believing in that, then we stop believing in everything else. And I'm not ready to give up on those dreams yet.
Did y'all believe in the Chupacabra when that was like a super big thing?
Nah, no scary.
That's real.
You believe in that, but not Sasquatch.
Yep.
Explain,
no,
please.
No cuckoos.
One's Mexican, the other one's okay. Fake.
All right.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I need.
Oh, okay. Good. My bad. Anyway, go ahead, G. I just wanted to ask that. I just wanted to get y'all stage just because I was listening to a whole bunch of different stuff and everyone has their opinions on it and stuff. And, you know, you have these first-hand encounters and everything. And then, you know, there's also people that go out there to hoax people as well. I heard this one episode that some dude was in a ghillie suit and was trying to, you know, have a hoax out there and got hit by a car, 2 cars back to back, and died because people didn't know what that was. they just ran them over. So there's fake things out there too, but at the same time, there could be something out there that we just can't find. I mean, the forests are vast, so there ain't no way to like locate something, you know what I mean?
If I'm forced to believe without any type of video evidence that Wilt Chamberlain scored 100, then I can believe in a Bigfoot. Until I see video evidence that this man actually scored 100, I just have to believe it, right?
Yeah.
All this air that we breathe, you don't see it, but you believe it.
Speaking on that real quick, you're telling me this man dropped 100 points and not one broadcasting station, nothing, caught this. But we have a video from like, what was it, 1908 or something like that, and it's just these people in the street just walking around and stuff. We have that, but we don't have Wilt Chamberlain's 100 point game.
Well, you were there, know. Right?
All
right. Well, James.
Moving on.
You were in the stands.
Anyway.
You used to tell me about how they used to sell peanuts for a nickel.
Anyway, bro.
So, news from the South. Not the South of us, just the South of the country. A doctor in Arkansas, right, has lost his medical license after a video has surfaced of this man walking around his office butt-ass naked, cheeks out, member and his +2 hanging out, dangling, just walking up and down these hallways. And if that's not enough, he's doing it during business hours.
Hey, yo.
If that's still not enough, he's standing in the middle of like the front desk area where three female employees are just sitting there like doing paperwork, and he's just talking to them. He's going through the mail or some kind of documents, and there's pizza on the desk, and he's just opening up the pizza boxes of him just looking at the different types of toppings. And if that still wasn't enough, they don't show it in the video, but the people that need to see the video said that he performed a sexual act on himself and finished on one of those lady employees. Let's play a game. Guess his ethnicity.
That man.
You are correct. Here we go. I just think it's crazy, though, because there's been now, you know, once things like this happen, people start to come forward. This man was grooming people. He was paying bonuses for sexual acts. He was giving promotions and raises if you let him do shit to you, basically. And he was asked about it. And he said, I'd have to see what videos you're talking about, because at first mention of it, I don't know what it is that you're talking about. I didn't see what type of office it was, if it was some sort of medical office or dental office. All that just to say, number one, I'm glad this man lost his license. If he has a family, I hope he loses them too. James, say you go to a dentist's office and you have a male dentist and you're laying in the chair and they got you numb and they got that thing in your mouth to where you're just
wait. Hey, whoa.
the thing that keeps your mouth ajar.
Okay.
What's happening if your dentist walks in butt ass naked?
Am I already like under the gas and stuff too?
Not gas, but let's just say they numbed you, right? They just numbed your mouth.
Okay. So I'm still right.
Yeah. You're alert. You're conscious.
I'm getting up, bro. And I'm not going to be able to talk, so I'm just going to walk out.
Just shake your head.
Yeah.
What if, all right, Greg, different scenario for you. You need some sort of operation. They got you in a gown. Your butt cheeks are out. And your surgeon walks in with goggles, mask, gloves, nothing else.
That's not sanitary, bro.
What if you went into those fancy like machines? You know what I'm talking about? Where they spray that stuff on you?
Oh yeah. Nah, I'm still gonna have to not be cool with that. I know this is RFK's America now, but that's not what I want when I think of a surgeon. And that's a crazy story, bro. I mean,
wild story.
What, just walking around the office naked?
Just had a hat on.
So when he went to the desk, he's like, no shirt, nothing, just butt ass naked.
I'll send you the video, but this man is standing in the middle of three different women on like rolly chairs, and he's just sitting there talking to him naked. They got the whole blur over his whole body. It's not like he was just bottomless or just topless. Everything was off. And
there's patients and stuff too, just walking in willy-nilly.
You can't see, but it's during business hours. So somebody could have walked in and seen this man. But at the time, the camera just shows like behind the front desk, so you can't see if there's anybody there. But he's walking into his patient rooms. You don't know if there's an employee in there or a patient in there. But yeah, and he doesn't look out of his mind. He looks very aware of what he's doing.
What the hell?
All I know is that if I walk around naked, I'm probably getting hit before I get the cops called on me. Like someone's going to fight me for being naked around them.
Yeah.
I can assure you.
I'm just so confused by this whole thing. Like he's in the office and every business that don't make sense in my mind at all.
Imagine you're sitting there and you just look behind you and you just catch an ass cheek at a glance. Right? Hold on.
I'm fighting, bro.
Is that Dr. Carl?
This man walking in naked, especially with pizza, bro. You checking pizza, bro? I'm punching him in his face.
Especially with pizza.
That's where he draws the line.
That's not the line.
I was okay with you being around the women, but as you're making everybody feel uncomfortable, but you got near my lunch.
Nah, I'm just saying, but that's just fucking crazy, bro. That's just insane. Where was this at?
Arkansas.
No, that sounds about Arkansas. Yeah. Sorry, Arkansas. You know what I'm saying?
There's a reason they're ranked in the bottom of every major category.
That's fucking crazy. Oh, man. On to some show news. Your favorite show, G, is got renewed for season 3. Euphoria will be coming back next year.
It's been 8 years.
They announced it 2 days ago or something like that. Zendaya is coming back. Sydney Sweeney's coming back. What was the other dude? It was a guy. Whoever the guy dude is, he's coming back as well. They're still working on the script and stuff, but it sounds like there might be a time skip. But season 3 will be coming out next year or in 2026. I'm not too sure. But, yeah, most of the big-name actors are coming back.
I mean, I still have my HBO account, so I'll watch. But, Greg, did you watch Euphoria?
I did not.
Similar. Let me piggyback off that question, James. Heard this, or I read this somewhere. Name one actor or actress. Like, you're on – somebody turns on the TV, and you see a specific actor or actress – who is the one person that's going to make you change the channel?
Dang, I can't think of his damn name right now.
Ask me.
Who's it? No, wait. No. As soon as I said, I was like, wait, shit, I fucked up.
Nicolas Cage. And if I see, where's the bunny? Get the hell off my screen.
Such a fucking hater, bro. Did you watch
Long Legs? You are a hater, bro.
Huh?
Did you watch Long Legs with him?
What the hell is Long Legs?
It's like a serial killer type of thing, and he's in it. And it was like a 90 or something on Rotten Tomatoes. It's really good.
Pass.
Fucking hater, bro.
Ghost Rider, trash. National Treasure, trash.
We've already had this Nicolas Cage hate a few episodes ago.
I know.
Damn, I can't think of an actor right now. What about you, Greg? We'll lock this up.
Someone that'll make me change the channel?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't be hating like that. Who can I not stand? Shit, I don't know, bro. Maybe like Dan Cook in the early 2000s.
Oh yeah, that's a good one actually.
Yeah, he was on a run.
Yeah.
He was in
everything. I like some of the Dan Cook stuff, but you know, eventually everything runs its course.
Yep.
Yeah. I like that one movie with them in the it was like a Costco kind of thing, and they worked in there.
Yeah, Employee of the Month. Good movie.
Employee of the Month. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I got it. Amy Schumer.
Ah, it's a good one.
Who the hell is Amy Schumer?
That you don't need
she's
to know.
That white woman. She used to have a show on Comedy Central.
Oh, she's in that movie with LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Turn it off.
Kudos.
Turn that off.
Mm-hmm.
What is the other dude's name? Oh, what was his name? Urza or Ezra Miller? The one that plays Flash? Yeah, turn it off.
I have a show that I always change. Fucking Seinfeld. Seinfeld.
Yeah. Man. Oh, yeah. If you want to say shows, I can give you shows.
Seinfeld, hey, turn it off. I like Seinfeld, bro. It's funny.
Racist. I bet you love Kramer, huh?
Kramer?
No, I tried on my
camera. Oh, never mind. I got it. What was the other show? Cheers. Turn it off.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Cheers, bro.
I used to get pissed whenever I was a kid watching Nickelodeon and Monday, Tuesday, happy day. So cut
it off. Y'all might not like this take, but that nanny show that was on Nickelodeon a lot.
Nanny show.
Oh, the nanny.
Yeah, the nanny. Bro, because it'd be like Rocket Power, SpongeBob, and shit like that, and then you know Nick at Night, and then nanny thing come on, turn that shit off.
Hey, I will go on record and say that girl was bad, though. I don't know her name.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like Fran something. Hey.
Oh, the one with the ugly ass laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, but she was bad. Yeah. The top five dead or alive in the 90s. I don't care.
Yeah. The one with the Bundys. What is that? All in the Family?
Oh, Bundys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hated with the. I can't even think. She's on Anchorman, the wife. She's like a teenager in that show. Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember what else is that she's on, but yeah, I would turn that shit off immediately. Oh, Home Improvement, turn it off.
Oh, that's a good show.
Not Tim the Tool Man Taylor. Hey, whenever it comes to nicknames, the Tool Man is fucking. You can be the Tool Man in the in the bedroom, at work, with the burner.
Sick ass nickname.
Cool, man.
But anyways, song of the week.
Song of the week brought to you by Hot Soup.
Don't do that.
Hey, I didn't say anything. I just said Hot Soup. I could be talking about Campbell's.
Whatever.
I'm not, but I could be.
I'm already mad again.
That's the beauty of it.
What you got?
Pineapple Skies by McGill.
Oh, I was like, what is that? But yeah, okay, I got you now. For me, it is 28 by The Weeknd. I've been jamming that.
It's a good song. Good song. Snaps and claps for James.
Boom. I got it's called I'm Just a Clown by Charlie Crockett.
Is that not the song from Hey Arnold?
No, but that's a good one. When Mr. Wind sings.
No, it's Harold.
What?
I'm just a clown.
Oh.
So that's what like, Trippie Red sounds like.
Yeah, no, that's different.
Oh, bro, that just reminds me of that damn song. I said, baby.
What song is that?
It's Sexy Red, bro. I swear.
Oh.
That Sexy Red song? Yeah. I want you back.
No, she don't get no love. Jumping ass, girl. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, that Charlie Crockett song, it's good. It's all right. I just like the end of it. It gets a little lively. You know what I'm saying? Not his best song.
Old.
Nah, it's Davy Crockett.
No, dude. Charlie Crockett's not old?
No.
I'm thinking of somebody else. Apologies.
Charlie Crockett? I'm looking it up right now.
There's a black country singer. His name's Charlie something. People used to tell me I look like him. And by people, I mean my old white football coaches. Charlie Pride.
Charlie Pride?
Yeah.
And that's racist.
Yeah, that's why I emphasized
old white coaches.
You know what, though? I can see it.
Kiss my ass. You racist, too. You white, you Ben Affleck.
That's too much. Oh, shit. Oh, I found him. He look old.
Charlie Crockett?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the old soul. Well, he's 40. God damn, I didn't know he was 40.
There you have it. This isn't really a topic, but I wanted to mention it before we get into boy talk. Y'all see Joe Biden's old ass just kind of venture off into the background? There's that.
The rainforest walkway.
And he just walks into the jungle, like into a forest.
He's see real fat, bro. See y'all later.
You remember, like, on old Disney shows where they had the fake backdrop?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like that. Like, this man's just going to walk into a wall that's just got greenery on it. Oh, man, the comments were going crazy. They called him. They said this is Captain after he handed off the shield. They said he's disappearing into Narnia. Or, you know, if he walks off, we never see him again. People are going to be looking for him forever. I don't know. It was – he's old.
And look for Bigfoot.
He'd be the one to find it. Anyhow, listen – Joe, you got a couple months left in there. Fuck it up, please.
Do whatever.
I got one more thing before we go to sports too. Y'all see the meme, just the chill guy?
Yes.
Classic. That's not what I want to talk about. I just wanted to see if y'all saw the meme.
That's great.
But my boy Future pulled the I'm just a chill guy type situation. He said they asked him about the Kendrick and Drake feud. He said, I didn't even know there was beef. I didn't even know they had nothing going on.
I hate people. He's a word? I didn't even know they were mad at each other.
That's what he was
on that damn song.
Not Aubrey. He would never. What's the name of this album? We Don't Trust You. Who are we talking about?
Yeah. Who's this album about?
Who's Kendrick? He's talking about some Toronto people. Who do we know from Toronto? Is it JB? Is it the Biebs? Yeah, that's wild. Future's gonna future, though. There's a reason he's always made into a meme or a GIF or a GIF, whatever you want to call it.
It's always something with him. Hilarious. But
hilarious, bro.
We ain't got nothing else. Sports.
Yeah, boom, crash, sports, power hour. Get ready for ball talk.
Ball talk.
You know, right. Sometimes that was a tough one. Not one of my better moments.
I don't want to do sports this week.
Please don't be hating. What did B-Rad say in Malibu's Most Wanted? Please don't be hating. I'll go first. The Jets have now fired their GM after firing their head coach. No idea what the hell is going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. They are 3-7, 3-8. We can't even tank, right? We're outside the top five as far as picks go. Keep Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, the Williams brothers. That's it. All right, yeah, that's it. Get rid of everybody else. Blow the whole thing up, start from scratch. My guys down in Austin got away from the piggies in Fayetteville, like I knew they would, never doubt. Now they got Kentucky back in Austin for senior day, hoping they can blow these out the water so that way people can stop talking about strength of schedule and all that nonsense. Number 3 in the playoff rankings, number 1 in my heart. Things are looking good. All roads lead to College Station and that Colt November 30th, and that should determine the rest of the year. The Rockets winning streak came to an end on some bullshit. Giannis stepped out of bounds. Should have been a Rockets ball. Anyway, I got off my couch like LeBron during the bubble tournament. Ain't that our ball? Ain't that our ball? That's our ball. Anyway, the Rockets look good, but they're still young and you can see it. And that wraps my sports talk.
Nice, nice, nice. I guess I can go. Carolina, they had a bye this week, so no game. But we're going to play the Chiefs this coming week, and I hope, I pray, we somehow pull a win out of this just so I can talk shit. That's just all I want. That's all I want to do. We trash, but we beat the Chiefs. Hey, what they say about y'all? No, I'm just playing. But, yeah, by this week, Adam Thielen should be coming back pretty soon. I think this week, actually. He's already off of IR, so I have somebody out there. Oregon, squeaked by Wisconsin. It was looking kind of shaky there for a minute. I don't know. I watched that whole game, and they kept just shooting themselves in the foot with stupid penalties and not executing in the red zone. They just played bad overall. They should have lost this game, but Wisconsin kind of messed up closer to the end, and we got the ball back, kicked that field goal. 11-0 somehow, but it was scary. It was looking kind of shaky. So on to who we got next? I forgot. On to Washington.
And you ain't got no damn body.
Well, it's a rivalry, so it could be another close game. I thought we didn't have anybody either, and then we almost lost. So
okay.
And the Celtics, they just beat the undefeated Cleveland Cavaliers. So fuck them. And yeah, we still rolling, looking good, looking for that back to back. Hopefully, maybe we'll even win this in season championship. They're looking really good right now, and I just hope they keep going because the Cavs look really decent. The Magic are looking good, but they're still hella young, so I'm not super worried about them. And then of course the Heat. They'll get good when it gets close to the playoff time. I'm not really worried about the Knicks anymore so much since they got Carl Anthony Towns, and the Bucks are like falling apart for some reason. So until they figure it out, I don't really see anybody really competitive in the East besides the Cavaliers and the Heat. So I know the people like to say it's an easy conference, but I can't disagree with the way I'm this is shaking out. So, but that's all I got.
Tech had a buy. I don't know why we had two buys this year, probably because we suck.
Everybody does.
Oh, everyone's got two buys?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just us. I was like, damn, we suck that bad. They gave us two buys.
Guess what, a game?
Yeah, so we got Oklahoma State this weekend. I don't even care anymore. We got a bowl. The Spurs look good. They beat Oklahoma last night. With fucking nobody. Devin Vassell didn't play. Wimby didn't play.
Damn.
I mean, I think they're also beat up too. OKC, if I'm not mistaken. I think Chet's hurt and one of their young players is hurt. But I mean, we came out and we did it. Got a Dubski. They look all right. I'm proud of them. I don't think they're going to be ready for the playoffs anytime soon. But they look promising. The rookie, bro, Stephon Castle. I'm going to talk about him all year. He's so good. I'm happy he's a Spur. The Steelers went out and beat the Ravens like we always do. Everyone was shitting on me, talking about we're going to lose. What did we do? We went out there and we won a boring-ass game, 6 field goals. We don't need touchdowns. We respect them. We don't fear them. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool. And, yeah, I think that's it. Oh, Tech basketball. Who the Steelers got this week?
Yeah.
The fucking Browns on a Thursday, dude. That's a game we lose. I'm expecting that. I'm expecting us to lose that game.
Jameis Winston gonna give it to him.
Yeah, bro. After you turn around, you beat the Commanders and the Ravens back to back weeks. You look. Everyone's talking about, maybe they're contenders now. Definitely gonna lose to the Browns.
I'm gonna take that game. Put the Browns down. Hopefully, I want some money.
You might.
You gonna say something about Texas basketball team?
Oh yeah, Texas basketball team looks good, bro. That guy from New Mexico, JT Toppin, I think he's averaging like 6,000 points a game. So he definitely is what we expected.
It's pretty good. that could win you a couple games.
They look good, bro. We hadn't played nobody, obviously, but they look good. We played St. John's this week. I think we played Texas, if we, or, you know, depending on how that falls.
Oh, in New York?
They're in that tournament.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
I forgot to say about Carolina, but we didn't play anybody. We beat American 107-55. So
y'all played who?
American.
Get the hell out of here.
American University.
Well, you know who goes there, and you know they don't hoop. Bunch of J6ers.
Oh, it's in DC, so it makes sense.
Chalk this one up a dub for the blacks.
Glad we whooped their ass, but yeah. So I mean, we're rolling right now.
All right. I tried going live on Instagram. Sorry, people. Had a few people turn out. Shout out for those of you that did. Bruise and Banter _pod on Instagram. Come check us out. All right. I'm gonna post this about my take about rice and the guy's take about ramen because I'm seriously interested. Give us a follow. Continue to download the podcast. Like, subscribe, all that stuff really means a lot to us. If you want to hop on the show, let us know. We always like having guests. James, Greg, what do we got before we go?
Anime Corner Pod just dropped the episode. We're at the midpoint of the fall seasonal, so if y'all wanted some shows to pick up for this fall season, I gave y'all some recommendations and some stuff that y'all can just not even pay attention to, so check us out. And then Over Under will be back on Friday. Supposedly, we'll see. Somebody's on vacation. Not going to say who, but it ain't me. But Charles, that's all I got.
Dang. Charles gets vacation?
Man, this man's in President's Suites in South Carolina.
Damn.
He got the Gamecock brunch special.
Yeah, living it up.
Shout out, Charles.
Yeah, I'm going to end the same.
Enjoy the Lucky Charms while you can.
There you go.
I've said it all.
Until next time, this has been episode 40. You thought we don't say that number, because down with dope and up with hope. See y'all.